views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is a Monday, October the 9th, 2017. We have a live show for you today, and I just want to thank you all for being here. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up and going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, let me just say this really quickly before we get into today's show. Just want to, for those of you that I sent a group message out this weekend, I didn't know what I was doing. And I just want to thank you all that read the message from the beginning. You saw it was me, and then you contacted me directly. I gave a great opportunity for those of you that was there. And I just want to say, Scotty, man, I sent a group message out this weekend, and I didn't know what I was really doing. And, man, it just went sideways, and it was so funny. I just got to tell y'all a funny story. One of the sisters, I'm not going to say no names, Black Rose, was hilarious. Now, I just want to say to everyone, I had to kill the group text because I did it all wrong. So it wasn't that I kicked anybody out before we get all, you know, thinking that I kicked somebody out. No, I had to stop it because it was not going the way that I wanted it to go. So I just destroyed it. I will be sending out another group message, but it will be individualized. But let me just say this. If you received that group message and you got on that call with us on Saturday, you definitely want to email me, wolf6@pack1gmail.com, or you need to text me. If you haven't texted me already and expressed, things are rapidly changing, and I need you to do that. Please follow the rules on this one, or follow the guidelines on this one, because it's for a reason for everything. Brother Braggs, I need you to also to be involved and to call me, because I need to get you involved. Scotty, I'm already going to get you involved by no choice of yours. I'm going to there's some individuals that I will be putting in for them, and they will benefit from it all. Scotty is one, because of Black Talk Radio Network. I will be doing that myself. There's a couple of people that I will be doing that for as well. So I just want to say, hey, I'm so sorry about that. I'm getting better at this technology stuff. My man, Coach P, schooled me. My daughter schooled me on how to do some things. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. My bag. So it was funny, man. Black Rose was hilarious, and everybody else. And then Black Rose didn't know it was me. And then I finally got in contact with Black Rose. Black Rose is hilarious. She said, "Oh, I didn't know that was you. I didn't know who that was." I was like, "Who is this?" And it was hilarious. If you didn't get a text from me, let me give you my number, 951-790-8330. You need to contact me, and I'm going to have another actual call about the opportunity before it goes live. It's going to go live relatively soon here, and I want you all to be able to gain from that as much as possible, and I will explain what it is. So, Scotty, I just want to say to you, sorry about that. On that group text thing, I didn't know what I was really doing. Now I know how to do it, and I will be sending some stuff out to you all. If you have any questions or comments today, definitely you can chime in here, and I'll answer some questions. And for those of you that have reached out to me, I greatly appreciate you all. It's a lot of people, and we're going to do a lot of good. Looking forward to it all. So I just wanted to say that before we got going in today's show, and I'll come back to it a little bit later. Oh, also, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, please get in contact with me. I tried to reach you this weekend, and I saw your text in the group, so you kind of came in kind of late, and you probably didn't read the beginning part of it all, but contact me, and there was some other people that did too, and then I had to just end it because people were upset because they didn't know where it was coming from, and this was even some of my best friends, and then I finally talked to them. They're like, "Oh man, I didn't know," but I didn't want to irritate people, and so my mistake, you all. So Scotty, sorry about that, brother, but I did mean to send you a text, but it was I thought it was going to be something than what it was, but I know how to send out group texts, so I should have called you first. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And you actually cleared up something for me that we were actually talked about last week on the show, and that was so I was saying I was getting these messages and calls and whatnot and strange from numbers I don't know, but they were 704 numbers. But that was actually that text, man. That's what that was. You trying to figure out them texts. And so I put two and two together when I realized that. But that number, I guess, is going through a Verizon exchange or something. But So I looked that up. You know what I'm saying? I have my counter tactics and whatnot if I don't know who this number is and whatnot. But I would get like a couple of calls a day, man, but it would hang right up because I can't accept text messages on my Skype number. I can't because it has to be a Skype to Skype text message. But
right.
But what happened was that it was text to the business line, the other number for Black Talk Media Project, and I had that forwarding to my Skype line, and so my phone was ringing because it was also getting the text. Oh, yeah, that's right, because I had that Google Voice app open, and it was, like, just ringing and ringing, and I wasn't upset or nothing. I was just kind of annoyed that it was, like, that early morning. I'm like, I was up till after midnight last night. All right, that just clarified for me. All right.
I'm sorry about that. I'll never do that. I didn't know what now I know how to do it. But the opportunity that I had was just so great, and I knew that time was of the essence, and I needed people that started doing some things right away. Those of you that started that process, you know what I mean now. That daggone process ain't no joke, but it'll be all worth it. So I just want to say, hey, I absolutely love you all. My intentions, as always, is a sincere intention for the best of everyone, and I just want to share and build and help everyone do what it is that we can do. So we'll get into that a little bit later. All right, so let's jump into this. Before we get going in the show, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by being a donor to this network, and that you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and then hit start. What am I talking about? Then once you're there on the homepage, You will see the donation prompt that's right there. Please hit that donation prompt and be a supporter of this network. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, something new. You know, the I'm issuing a weekly newsletter. I'm using a third-party service so I can collect stats on it as well. And so I sent all the donors, everybody, you know, that has donated or is a part of BTR community or, you know, so I have this email list. So I sent out the second newsletter. I'm going to try to send that out on Sundays. Last night, I sent it out at 11:30 p.m. So technically, it was still Sunday, so I didn't get it out late. But not many people have been checking that out, man. And I'm telling you, not just because I'm doing the newsletters and putting them together, but it's a lot of important information in there, especially if you're an entrepreneur. And also just knowing the future of digital radio technology versus terrestrial radio, because it's not just, you know, some things we look at from a business model, but on the flip side of that, you know, in a war, you need communication system and mass communications.
Yeah.
And you got all this propaganda and, you know, just so it serves an informational purpose as well. So some good information was in that last newsletter. And if you are supposed to get the newsletter, is for free. You can just sign up for it. Please make a donation, dollar, whatever you can. But the newsletter is free, and you can sign up on blacktalkradionetwork.com to get that weekly newsletter. Going to try to include a lot of actionable information or pertinent information, and especially would be useful for Black radio hosts, which, you know, I did send it to them as well. So just want to let you know, after every Sunday, we send that out on Sunday.
Definitely. And I need to check that out. I've been so busy with different things. I will be checking out. What's up, Strategic Melanin? So I just want to say definitely we need to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. So go to the homepage, hit the donation prompt, and please support the network that cares about you. What up, fam? Just big ups to everyone that's there in the board. Once again, Brother and Sister Davis, please contact me. I need to talk to you. Very, very important. And those of you that if you talk to Brother and Sister Davis, I sent them a text message and I missed them. Have them give me a call as well. Okay, so those of you that were on the call this weekend, I'm going to set up another call, and we're going to do it Wednesday. You all need to be there Wednesday, okay? For those of you that are our Tando Radio Show listeners, everyone that was there, the same number that I gave you and everything else, and make sure that you, because things are moving very, very fast, and I will give the opportunity there once again. I won't give it here on air, but those that heard it, if you have any other questions, it's a great, great opportunity. And the overall entry points is real, real small, and the benefits are extremely, extremely huge. And it's something that we can definitely do. So I'm looking forward to doing things with you all. But if you have questions about it here on air, you want to talk about it, you have a question about it, definitely. And if I made a mistake and I missed you for whatever reason, make sure that you text me. 951-790-8330 is my number. 951-790-8330. Please text me. I will get it, and I will respond to it. And then we'll get you. I'm trying to synthesize it all. As Scotty said, communications is so, so important. So much love, much respect there. All right. Also, you can support Black Talk Radio Network by being a part of BTR community. It's the only place that I post certain things. I will not post on Fedbook or anything else, regardless of who it reaches and everything else. I won't do it. It's just not that significant to me as an individual. But for you, maybe fine, great. But for me, no, I can't do it. So Black Talk Radio Network has established BTR community. For only $24 a year, you can be a member here, and you can post things about what's going on. You can post things about your business, yourself, things that you think are relevant. I will also post some things in BTR once they take off. But I need to talk to you all individually about the opportunity that we talked about on Saturday. And for those of you that started that process, a lot of you had called me over the weekend or since then. And yeah, you see why I needed to get this to you as fast and as possible. Make sure you are downloading the Exodus.io. You must download Exodus.io. Exodus.io. And I'm going to put that inside of BTR community right now, or maybe not right now. Let me see if it comes up. Hopefully don't get kicked out really quickly. I'm going to post it there today. Let me do that real quick. So definitely need to do that. Digging me pronto. Time is of the essence in things are ramping up, and so I want you to be in a position. So I'm going to post inside of BTR community, Exodus.io, and this is involving cryptocurrencies. Definitely, please download that onto a desktop. You can do it onto your laptop, but don't you lose your laptop or have it where it can be lost, all right? There are reasons why I do everything for a reason, and I want to explain to you some things, but I need to be very cautious in that. So I posted it, Exodus.io, see if it took there. I mean, I know it's going to take. That's what you need to download. For those of you that haven't, go to BTR community, and I will be posting other things in BTR. I hope we didn't get kicked off. Okay. Okay, cool. So we're good to go. All right, so let's jump into furthermore. Everyone, if you like to save and if you like to have real money and save as a king or a queen, you can go to prosperitymint.com and check out what's there. Check out what's in inventory, then info. Then hit info at prosperitymint.com. Make sure you email them so that they can help you out and explain the better way to purchase. And we will get there. Got a caller in queue. Hold on 1 second, caller in Cackalack. I'll be right there with you in 1 second. Just hold on 1 sec. And then also, if you would like to be a part of our cryptocurrency platform, you can do that by going to our cryptocurrency platform and going there. And then that is – oh, also, everyone, please continue to donate to my man Michael Emmanuel. It's there on the homepage. And make sure you make donations to BTR community, to Black Talk Radio Network. So with that being said, that was some of the business stuff, and we're going to jump into today's show. We got a caller in queue, and just before we do that, just let me let you know. Well, let's go to the caller. I don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from? The area code is 919. Go ahead, you're live on Tando Radio Show. Caller out of North Carolina. Okay. Caller out. I don't think that they may have. Caller out of North Carolina, did you have? Okay. All right. They were just listening. Okay, great. No problem. Thank you. All right. So let's jump into what's in the news. You have something, Scotty?
No. But okay. That would. Okay, great. Sometimes they don't know the, you know, when you say North Carolina, that can mean other people. So I try to give them the area code, but I don't know why that person didn't speak. But if they want to ask a question, just hit star star. And
just hit star star. And prefix is 702. If you had, I think they were just coming in and they were meant to mute themselves. So much love, much respect. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news for today's show. Big ups to my man, Roz. All right, today's show is part two. Let's not suffer further before we lose it all. That's today's show is part two of that. And some of the things let's jump right into the news. And the first article that I posted came from The Guardian. Our minds can be hacked. Tech insider who fears of a smartphone diaspora. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Bloomberg. New robot analyst slaps sell rating on Facebook and Google. I could have told you that. So check out that article. Oh, and they're saying that while human analysts still overwhelmingly bullish on the Alphabet Incorporated and Facebook Inc., a new robot analyzer at Wells Fargo says it's time to sell late last month. So check out that article. Next article comes from U.S. Reuters version editorial. Gunmen attack Saudi security forces at the gate of the royal palace. Two Saudi guards were shot dead and three were injured on Saturday morning when a man drove up at the gate at the royal palace. Check out that. And I don't think that's a message. Could be. I don't know. But a lot is going on with Saudi going to Russia and everything else. The world is changing. Next article comes from the Free Thought Project. Longest war in U.S. history turned 16 years old today. 10,000 dead. No end in sight. And it's getting worse. They're talking about the start of the Afghan war. It's 16 years old today. Longest war in the U.S. history. And I would say, no, it's not. The overall war of the occupation that the corporation of the U.S. has been engaged in has been before its inception, up until its inception, and until now. So check out that article. Next article. Let me go back to it. It says here, on this day, 16 years ago, less than 1 month after 9/11, celebrity figurehead President George W. Bush delivered a televised address from the White House announcing the beginning of the Afghan war. On my orders, the United States military will begin strikes against al-Qaeda terrorist camps and the military installations of the Taliban region in Afghanistan, he said. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Discord among Republicans. Says Trump's threats risk World War III. And this weekend, celebrity figurehead Trump says there's only one thing left to do now. That was a part of one of his tweets. So check out that. And this is a part of the overall program. Next article, I got this from VGNet. VG exposes the largest child sexual abuse form, and it was run by the police. The drive from Nashville takes more than 10 hours. They mixed that article with another, but check out that article that's there. Next article I got from Bloomberg. Facebook security chief warns of dangers in fake news solutions. The overall FedBook Incorporated chief security officer warned that the fake news problem is more complicated and dangerous to solve than the public thinks. And you know what? It's so one of the things that was said in this whole thing, in this article, very, very critical. I think I'm going to come back to it, but I'm going to pull it up real quick. Want you to hear something about in this article. And I'm not going to give it in contents. I want you just to hear it as for what it is. Listen, there was a quote in this article. The easy technical solution would boil down to silencing topics that Facebook is aware are being spread by bots, which should only be done if you don't worry about becoming the minister of truth. Hear that? What should be done only if you don't worry about becoming the minister of truth. And I'm telling you, I want to just say this. I wanted just to read that and not put it in this proper context for this reason and this reason only. Because the truth doesn't need you nor I, ladies and gentlemen. We need the truth. And the thing about the truth has been so distorted. Well, excuse me. The thing about the truth has never been distorted. It's just that lies have distorted our ability to discern the truth. So maybe we'll get back to this article, but this is what's happening. The system will always tell you what they're doing. They want to make sure that the truth never, ever gets out. They want to make sure that the truth is never known because they know that you need that. It doesn't need you. It stands on its own. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from oilprice.com. This is the geopolitical shift of the century. Saudi Crown Prince Bin Salman visit Russia could be critical to the global political as both countries see more intensely cooperative as a way to achieve long-term goals. And I think this came right after where this really started, very, very significant. There was a bombing at one of the train stations, a notorious train station where the Russians and the Germans and the Nazis have fought, and the Russians were able to beat back the Nazis. And just before the Olympics, the Sochi Olympics, there was a bombing there. And right after that, Bandar Bush went missing after a meeting with Putin. And I think that Saudi was put on notice. Continue in the direction that you're going as the proxies that you work for, and you'll be destroyed. Or that was the celebrity fraternal direction that they wanted to proceed, that wanted to be perceived. And what happens? Now there's a big major change, big major change. And this whole thing is a part of what's going on. And that change is drastically going to affect your quality of life and your standard of living right here if you are not prepared. So check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News. China launches third remote sensing satellite for Venezuela. China launched a remote satellite for Venezuela with a Long March 2D carrier rocket. China launches a remote satellite for Venezuela on Monday. Why is that so significant? Because now China is protecting Venezuela. What did the U.S. say? That they have a dictatorship there. When they say they have a dictatorship there, that means they want to try to have regime change. China's not going to let that happen because Venezuela will be a part of the BRIC nation soon enough. Check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. Taiwan warned new premier will damage mainland relations. Check out that article. And next article from the anti-media, China on pace to dethrone the U.S. as the world's most powerful country. No, that's already happened. Next article, I posted something from the SEC.gov, and wanted you all to see it. We're going to take a look at this. And this was the emergency bylaws for nuclear war, how Chase Bank will conduct business. And this was from their own bylaws that they sent to the SEC, the government. And you can see it there. And we're going to take a look at that, a part of it all today. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from .3038north.org. A hypothetical nuclear attack on Seoul and Tokyo, the human cost of war on the Korean Peninsula. Check out that article. That's there. Next article comes from the global retirement reality. Definitely check out that. There is no – the whole everything retirement has changed, ladies and gentlemen. If you are not funding, creating, establishing, building your own retirement outside of the system, everything that you paid into this system of that will be consumed. And not for you. And it will not be edifying to you at all. Check out that article. Next article from the South China Morning Post. India defense minister builds a bridge with Chinese troops. And it was a part of a peace gesture between India and China. Next article, very, very powerful. Next article, I got this one from Russia Insider. Under siege, Maduro asked Russia and China to help him strike back against the dollar. Very, very important article. Then we posted the Exodus management blockchain, managed blockchain assets. That is something that all of you that were going to engage in the opportunity that we presented to you, you need to download this and have it ready to go. And then we can deal with everything else from there and grow from there. This is the first step that you need to be taking. So that is what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, given time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Today's show topic is going to be part two. Let's not suffer further before we lose it all, meaning let's go in a different direction And we've been suffering because we've not been on a direction that is put together, that is energized by us. It is not a sovereign pace that we've been taking. It is a death march of enslavement that we've been allowing our overall energy to be sapped from. And I want to break that. I'm breaking it for myself. And I know I would never make a foolish statement to think that I'm not still under such a thing. But I know this, my overall desire is to break that because the depths of it is so, so deep. And I want to work with many of you, all of you that would want to resonate that way, to facilitate that as much as we possibly can, because I know my talents and abilities are limited, extremely limited. Only the fool thinks they have the answers for any and at all. So I need you. I need what the great creator has put here to sustain my overall existence, spiritual existence, and in part physical and mental and everything else. But more importantly, to fulfill the prosperity of the promise that has never been broken. In this case, the promise has never been broken. Those that the promise was given to have rejected the promise. And I want to get back to that arrangement, that agreement, that atonement, that direction, that pace, and want to do it with you all. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Let me see. I don't see Brother Davis on the board, so hopefully we'll see him later on. Brother Davis, if you would, give me a call. Jump in to the show for a second as well, but definitely give me a call after the show. Definitely need to speak with you. All right, so let's get going here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. And I want to jump into today's show. And I want to just say this before we go any further. One of the things that I thought was very, very critical, and I've never said this before, and I was really hesitant, but I'm not as hesitant anymore to say it. One of the things that I admired about Black Wall Street was its overall objectives and its methods. I'm not quite sure. You know, when you're not really there, you can only read what was printed. And I'm very, very leery of things that are printed. I don't always, you know, I don't give in to everything that I read as being the truth, because that can be manipulated. One of the greatest weapon that man has ever created was not a bomb or gunpowder. It was the printing press. It's the greatest weapon ever. And I just want to say this about Black Wall Street. One of the things that has to be done, and I can say this and it still be facilitated, in my opinion. One of the things is that if you're going to do some things such as that, there has to be an asymmetrical approach to it all. And because the asymmetrical approach to establishing such a thing means that you have garnish control. And when you garnish control, there is little to nothing. I will say this. There is nothing that the system, as powerful as it is, can do to deter you. There's a saying that I have. Big business has a way of making the enemies friendly. Meaning, when you start to control things, the system cannot go against you at all. But when you own things, they definitely will go against you. And the reason being is because when you control different things, you have no boss. You have no beckoning voice that you have to obey. There is no obedience that you have. There is no such thing as obedience. Obedience is only something that subjugates slaves. It is not a measure of or a token or a reflection of any form of harmony, love, adoration, or any high frequency. It is a surrendence of one's free will for someone else's agenda. That's what obeying is. This is why they say obey the law. Because you are surrendering and submitting yourself to a carnal deity or a demigod. And because of that, you forfeit your prosperity that is yours by birthright. The animals that are captured have to be captured. Their instinct is always to be sovereign and independent. And their prosperity of that is known as being untamed and wild. The printing press is powerful. It gives a negative connotation to being uncivilized and wild, when it actually is the most beautiful thing and the most powerful thing. And the gift that was given to you. Because being uncivilized means that you don't have the schooling of etiquette. You're not schooled by etiquette. You're educated by instincts. You're educated by culture. You're educated by true knowledge and truth. And this is why this overall bandit of subjugation is so deeply rooted in us. You may get is like a bee sting or a thorn that goes in you so deep you can only get a piece of it, because the remnants of it is still deeply rooted in us all. And it's been happening for many, many years, but it can change in the twinkling of an eye. But the overall remnants of it is still there, which you're going to have to deal with. You're going to have to navigate your way through from a position of sovereignty and everything, because the schooling and is still among you. We're not back on the ecosystem yet. So it's very, very important. And I want to say that Black Wall Street work was phenomenal. We're going to go to my man Rise in 1 second. Black Wall Street's work was phenomenal. But it only could have been destroyed because they didn't control things. When you control things, the system has no weapon that can be used against you. What it has to do is obliged by your overall will. And I really want to establish things asymmetrically, quietly, hidden, and build it in the control of assets. Because when you control assets, it's a different agreement. It's actually contracted in everything that's done on a geopolitical sovereign, national sovereign level. They just don't inform you of that Because there's a, just like the system has a sick way of telling you what they're going to do, the system also knows that it will and must oblige by the control of things. Because the control of things brings about a leverage that can't be denied. Think about it. When you control assets, then you control, you have, and people, and many of us would say, nah, Dave, that's not true. That's, no, it actually is. I want you to think about it. If you have control of an asset, then you, that means that you, the lordial title of it is under your overall free will and direction. And that's a powerful thing. You know, the city-states of the world didn't become relevant until they got the Book of Mercury. And no, it's not a book that you can read. It's about the intrinsical value of everything in the universe that you can use. And when you're able to wean that, and you're able to excuse me, you when not wean that, when you're able to use that and you're aware of that, there is nothing, there is no weapon that can be formed against you. Because the sun, the intrinsic value of the sun is very powerful. The intrinsic value of the ocean is very powerful. It cares not who you are. Its benefits will be, is for all those. And if you resonate in a way where you're benevolent, you use everything for its proper thing. And that doesn't mean that you allow yourself to be smacked. It's just the opposite. You require. You don't request. You don't give ultimatums. You don't ask. You tell and you make. And it's a different position, and they don't want us to know. And then a mind that's been thoroughly saturated through obedience has a very difficult time to conceive that, because it's like giving medicine to the dead. Because when there's intrinsic value of things and you have control over intrinsic values of things, the universe works for you. When you obey, the laws of man work against you. It's different leverage, but it's true. So just before we go any further, I got my man Roz that's there. I want to go to Roz. Then I want to read something to you all. So let's go to my man Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother? Go ahead.
Hey, peace and love. How you doing?
What's up, my brother? Always good to hear your voice, man.
Same here, man. You talking about something really, really powerful. Peace to Scotty and all the other callers and listeners too. Now, the whole idea of the newspaper and propaganda, I just wanted to get into that because this is a very interesting thing, because I've studied and found out some real powerful information about that. The oldest known newspaper was created by Akhenaten, the father of King Tutankhamun, mm-hmm. of the 18th dynasty. And when he created it, the first newspapers were made out of stone scarabs. They were little scarabs. And on the back of the flat side of the scarab, he would write whatever news and propaganda he wanted to give to the people. And then he would have messengers distribute these scarabs throughout Kemet. And at the time he took the throne, ultimately, he had to create the propaganda in order to set the stage for the religion of the Aten, which is what became subsequently Christianity as we know it and Judaism as we know it today. And the interesting thing was the whole premise of that was because his mother was a foreigner and his father was an indigenous person of Kemet. And because his mother was not a black African female, he was rejected as the true king of Kemet. This is where the whole story of Moses comes from, and him leaving and having to come back prove that he was the rightful heir to the throne. This is all surrounding Akhenaten and the way that he did that. Now, the ultimate thing about that is when you talk about the natural tendency towards sovereignty of so-called wild things or uncivilized or untamed things. There's two versions of Christianity. You have the modern version that we all are familiar with, that's exploitative. Like I read the sections out of King Leopold's letter to his missionaries that kind of indicates what the real reason of Christianity is. And they also discuss later on in that same article after the speech, the fact that the same mandates of exploitation that were imposed from King Leopold's mandate is still being upheld to this day, which is why Christianity functions in the way that it does. But you also have what's called indigenous Christianity, which was actually based on the old religion of Kemet. So Akhenaten, due to him not being viewed as the legitimate ruler, created the dichotomous antagonism in religion that we experience today. And it was about manipulating the thoughts of the people to get them to move away from the old way of doing things, which was ancestral reverence and one deity worship through a plethora of minor deities, to just worship this one God, and he called himself the sole Son of God. This is where Jesus gets that from. Akhenaten was the first person to say that he was the sole Son of God and priest of the Aten. So when you look at that, you have modern Christianity, which is the civilized version, and the vast majority of these civilized Christians go around the world murdering non-white people in the name of Jesus. You know, it started off with that, Knights Templar and all of that, but now we do it under the auspices of the United States flag and the British flag and all the other flags for these white supremacist countries. And then, you know, so when you look at that, that is what civilization is. It's unbridled fury and domination. When you look at the way our ancestors did things, we had collective sustainability, and that was one of the main reasons that they used the bee, the hieroglyph of the bee, as their symbol. Because when man conquers his animal self with the intellect, they're able to function with the organization of a bee colony. So there you see the old way, which was non-civilized, but yet high intellectual, high culture and high consciousness, versus the modern version, which is civilized, but yet it displays the most uncivilized behavior. That's what I wanted to drop. Thank you so much, sir. I'll mute my line and keep
listening. No, man, my man. As always, man, Rise, hold on. Don't drop off, bro. As always, thank you for bringing what you bring to the show. Greatly, greatly appreciate it, and I know everyone here does. And, you know, it's really, to me, it's significant. And I want to just to give a point as to what we're conveying. And today's show is that we have to make sure that we don't lose it all. We have to go in a different direction before we lose it all. And what Roz was saying, and what we all know, when we search for truth, truth cannot always be found in a book, but the truth can always be found still. The remnants of it will still be found in you. And once we don't know ourselves anymore, this is why we suffer. And why we must go in a different direction before we lose it all. And the truth of things is where we should resonate. And where our overall prosperity still lies. You know, whenever I'm not a movie watcher, but I'm going to give you a little clue. I'm going to give you a little clue. System always kind of tells you something. You know, whenever you see superheroes, super friends, and then those individuals that are humans or they could be mutants or whatever, know what the system is really telling you. This is what the system is really telling you. And you can see how they're able to foil all things that man has created under the law. Have you ever noticed that the super friends have overall control over the wind, control over the weather, control over this and control over that? And depending on their overall personality, how they resonate, there's nothing that man can do. Man is feeble against them. Here's why. They're superhuman because they've never become subhuman by surrendering their free will and their energy. And when they're able to do that, they're able to resonate with everything else and all of the intrinsic attributes of everything around them. They now can start to have at their beckoning call. And if they resonate on a high frequency, they can be the great builders of like no other. But if they resonate on a low frequency, they can be a great destroyer and a great conqueror. But one of the things that you notice about the super friends that are the superheroes, the people are mere mortals. See, whenever we give in to obeying the law, we become the mere mortals that are sure to die. You will surely die. And you die daily. How did you so that you can be timeless among the immortals is when you resonate and you resonate in your original terms. This is why you'll see in such things such as the cartoon characters and everything else that man cannot stop them. The overall obeying the law can't stop them, but they have conflict with those that know how to control things. The controller, not the owner, the controller of things. And then they'll have one that's able to control, let's say, the wind, and they use their overall forces of their control of the wind to try to subjugate and to get them to lose their power and to surrender. This is why they always try to get the other one to surrender to them. It's really a play on what's happening to us. You are the superhuman one. You are the ones that can resonate with the universe. There are things that are happening in the universe that the bees and the birds and all these other things are able to create. Look at how super they are. They can fly. How many characters on a super friend or superhero people have that ability to fly? Oh, that's almost a prerequisite, isn't it? Why can't we fly? Some would say because we're not built that way. I say no. Because we have little things at our command. We have little things at our control. So I just wanted to point that out to you. And the reason why is because with Black Wall Street, there are other Black Wall Streets that you may not even know about that exist, because when you control things and you control assets, you never have to announce yourself. You never have to ask. You never seek the fame because you're busy building. You're busy investing forward. You're busy creating. You have no time for the slave mind and the consumption and to be a consumer of the slaves. It just doesn't resonate that way. And it's not that some are benevolent and some are benevolent. And the benevolent ones have nothing against those that are enslaved, but see, this is the thing. They cherish that overall ability never to circumvent someone's free will, never to interfere. If you want to stay in that position, you're going to stay there. How many people do you know that always complain about something? Something is always wrong. How many people do you know like that? That energy is there. There's always a problem. It's never a solution to the problem. There's never a solution. No matter what you do, that energy, that individual will always find a problem because they are the ones that are creating it all. They are making small things much bigger. And I cherish something very, very important. My mother told me as a child, whatever goes on in this house stays in this house, because the moment you let it out on the streets, your problems will be as big as the streets, as long and as wide, as deep and as lying, as violent and as foul, and as dirty as they may be. It's so true. Before we lose it all, we have to go in a different direction. And it is so possible. The moment you create an excuse, that's because you don't want to let go, either from fear or you want to stay here. You just don't want to be the slave. You definitely want to have them. And how that resonates. And I believe the other living entities throughout this overall universe do not interfere, because they cherish that free will. To interfere for you is for them to become you.
Brother Dave.
And I don't think, I'm going to go to you real quick. And I don't think that they want to have that Garden of Gethsemane moment. So let's go to my man. Go ahead, Ross.
You made me think of something when you talked about being civil and civilized. We always talk about civil rights versus human rights. Human rights have to do with sovereignty. Civil rights have to do with indoctrination into the dominant system and saying, okay, I'm a part of it. I choose to partake of this system and assimilate to it in some way. So whenever you hear the terms used by this system, where they say one group is civilized versus, let's say, an uncontacted or uncivilized group. That's what they've done, like with the Amazon, when they find like a new group of people that they've never contacted, they'll call them uncivilized and uncontacted. So what they're saying is those groups are uninfected with the system. They're inoculated because they have not had the contact, they have not been brutalized and indoctrinated to accept things the way we have. We have been civilized, which really means to be domesticated. You've been dominated and forced to be domesticated.
Hold on, Raj, hold on. Hold on, Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on, Raj. We got to get ready to go to the commercial break. I didn't even see it. Listen, got to get ready to go to the commercial break. We're going to come right back to you after the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. There's two things I want to read to you. And for today's show, when we come back, we'll go right back to Raj. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And hit **. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Get in on the conversation, hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So my man Roz was making a point just before we went to the break. We're going to go back to Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
Yeah, and what you were saying made me think, because earlier today I was listening to an episode of The Cow from last week. He had talked to illustrious football player Walter Beach III, who was in the famous photo with Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and a bunch of other folks, black athletes, that were standing up against him going to Vietnam, Muhammad Ali going to Vietnam, and they were supporting him. And Walter Beach said something that stood out to me, and it's akin to what you're talking about. He said, in the very beginning of the show, he said, when dealing with this system, I am uncivilized. And I wondered why he used that choice of words. I had an inkling, but he said, I am uncivilized when dealing with this system. And he spoke about his sovereignty. And what he was talking about was he's not domesticated. He was basically saying his life's work is to end this system. And the only way to do it is to not be civilized, meaning not to cooperate with it in as many ways as you can. And that's
right.
exactly what you're talking about. Exactly. So when you hear the term civil, it's a coded language for saying this person is completely invested in the system we've created. When you
surrender,
that uncivilized, they're saying they're not invested in this system, and we have to dominate them to get them invested in it, or we can't really mess with them if they're, you know, one of those groups that are highly hostile. Like the people of Sentinel Island that has never been colonized, they kill all people who land on that island. They don't accept any newcomers whatsoever. If you're not from their group, they kill you on contact. And that's how they remain uncontacted. For as long as this system's existed, that one little island, Sentinel Island, has not been touched. There's places in the Amazon that have not been touched because the forest is so thick and they haven't penetrated those areas, but now the system is getting to those areas. And they just eradicated almost an entire community. They said that gold miners had murdered a whole slew of them because these people were fighting for their land. Like, they were like, what are you doing here? And obviously they killed them because they had more primitive weapons and couldn't, you know, get rid of the problem. So I just wanted to toss that out there, just the use of the term civilized and how, like Brother Bragg says, words are spells. That's a spell. When they tell you to act civilized, they're telling you to act in concert with the system, do what the system tells you to do. And if you are uncivilized, then they seek to either destroy you and say that you're rabid, or they'll put you away. They'll put you in slavery, or they'll put you into an insane asylum, or whatever the case may be. Thank you, and I'll mute myself, sir.
And it's so true. You know, it's really those that have surrendered and those that haven't. And I know it's going to be hard to, but it has nothing. See, the system wants us to believe certain things because that gives them leverage. The system equally hates everyone and sees everyone as cattle. And the thing is for us to not accept that and to follow the overall direction to slaughter. Follow the path of slaughter is really up to us. And to not to surrender is the key. All of us, we've been born into it. But our overall sovereignty and our overall free will is greater than what the lies that have been taught. A lie is nothing until it's been accepted as a replacer of the truth. Is dead until it's given the breath of life, spoken, and given energy. So, and I, you know, just before we move on, I want to read two things. Just before, and it's so important for us to be unsurrendered and not to be our own worst enemy. We talk, we actually speak spells among ourselves to pull someone else down, that we say that we actually become our own worst enemies in so many different ways. But I want to tell you, those of you that are here on Tando Radio Show, you resonate different. Yes, we're capable of all things, but we discipline ourselves beyond many. That's so beautiful. There's so much potential and so much opportunity and so much power. So much power. And then when you start to resonate that way, you command and you control things to start to happen for you and to come to you and to be relevant and active in your life. You become charcoal to poison. You become silver to bacteria and diseases. And you become warriors to infidels. The power is a position of power. That comes much responsibility. Now, I want to read something really quickly. I want to take it this way. There was an article that I posted. Because this system has a lot of plans. One of the things that I want to highlight today is I want to highlight a plan. They tell you everything. And this plan was out of the SEC. I posted it there inside of Canda. And I posted it, and it is the SEC's J.P. Morgan Chase & Company bylaws of J.P. Morgan Chase. And it says, amended by the board of directors, effective, and it has a slash, January 19, 2016. It says October the 4th, 2017. It's right there in front of you. If you just go to Kando Radio Show inside of BTR Community, it's posted right underneath the China on pace to dethrone the U.S. dollar as the world's most powerful country, which has already happened. And I want you to pull up these bylaws. And this is why truth doesn't need you. You need the truth. This is why those that say, you know, oh, conspiracy, this and that, that's because they can't discern. They are illiterate to the spirit. They're spiritually illiterate. They no longer resonate that way. They can only read what was written for regurgitation. By their vowels, their consonants. The principles of speech. The good English. And the rules of structure. Civilization. And in this table, it goes down. And it goes down to one of the things that I want you to look at. And in here is the emergency. Move it down real quickly. And it's at number 11, emergency bylaws. Emergency bylaws. Emergency bylaws. Section 11, 1, 2, 3, 4 to 8. And in those emergency bylaws, it's right there in front of you. So say whatever you want to say. For those that are naysayers, that's fine. But those that you resonate in a certain way, they didn't need to have the bylaws for you to know that they were foul and what their intentions are. You already knew that without this. But this is for you. And then what it says, this is for the fourth. October the 4th, J.P. Morgan submitted new emergency bylaws to the U.S. Security and Exchange, the SEC, dealing with how the bank's board of directors can operate after a nuclear attack upon the United States. It's in their emergency bylaw. And it's the entire section. Let's go over some of the things that's in the bylaws. Let me move this down real quickly. Section 11. It They synthesize everything. Okay, now, Section 11 is all the emergency bylaws. And here's what some of the things that's there. It's right there. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Section 11.01 point, emergency bylaws, this article in Section 11, shall be operative during an emergency resulting from an attack on the United States or a locality in which the corporation conducts its business or customarily holds meetings of its board or shareholders, or during, move this down real quickly. One second. Or during an emergency condition, including without limitations, appears a terrorist activities or imminent threat of such activities, chemical and biological attack, or during any nuclear or atomic disaster, during the existence of any catastrophe or other similar emergency condition, including without limitations, apparent terrorist activities, Let me go back to 11. It never fails. Okay. Notwithstanding any different conflicts in proceedings of the, let me just read the whole thing all over. 11.01, emergency bylaws. The article shall be operative during an emergency resulting from an attack on the United States or any locale in which the corporation conducts business or customarily holds meetings of its board or shareholders, or during any nuclear or atomic disaster, or during the extent of any catastrophe or other similar emergencies known as an act of God. Hold on, just missed that part. Nope, that wasn't what it said. During any catastrophe or other similar emergency condition, including without limitations, apparent terrorist act or the immediate threat of such activities, chemical or biological, natural disaster or hazardous or causes commonly known as acts of God. As a result of what the board of executives committees therefore cannot readily be convened on an action will be determined an emergency. Notwithstanding any difference or conflict provisions in these proceedings, articles of the bylaws, the certificate of incorporation, or the general corporation laws, to exist not inconsistent with the previous articles of 11, the bylaw provides on the articles of these bylaws and provisions of this certificate of incorporation shall remain in effect during such an emergency, or and upon termination of such emergency, the provisions of eleven shall cease to be operative. Now that was page 38. Let me get this down. What else is there? One second. Next, it goes on. At the meeting of the board, any committee therefore called in accordance of section 2 presents of the day or one director shall be in transition of the business. Vacancy of the board therefore may be filled the majority of the directors attending the meeting. In the event no directors are able to attend the board meeting, the designated officer in attendance shall serve as director of the meeting without any additional requirements and will have full powers to act as the director of the corporation of such meeting. These are the overall bylaws that this corporation has that we don't do as people. There's going on. Let me read this. Number five. During an emergency, the corporation shall be managed by the operation committee under the direction of the chief executive officer and absent of the CEO or his or her successor. The operating committee shall act under the direction of the operating committee members with the longest tender. Liability, no officer, director, or employee of the corporation acting in accordance with the provision of 11 shall be liable except for willful misconduct. Hold on. And when you know, completely going out. All right, so now, what are they doing here? They set forth their bylaws of how things are going to work as the emergency of bylaws, because they know that what is about to happen is what they've created and put into their bylaws. Let me tell you why. Because they contracted it to happen. Because the bylaws are nothing more than an extension of what you will be doing and what you want to facilitate as a corporation. Now, this is my opinion from my overall knowing how the bylaws and what they really represent. The bylaws really represent the contract that the corporation or the constitution of that corporation is looking to do. So they know this nuclear thing is about to happen. Now, do they say that they're directly going to do it? They don't have to. And then I'm going to tell you the excuses that people would make was that, well, they need to do this and do that. That's because that is a mind that is civilized. A civilized mind can't really see what's happening there. Because all wars are bankers' wars, in case you didn't know. That's who benefits from wars. Because it's the transferring of assets, of control of assets, which happens in war. Under the overall deceptive hand of all of the death and destruction that is brought about. Look at history not from the way that they told you to look at it. Look at history from the sovereign individual that you are, and you'll be able to see quickly and discern the truth among the lies. I'm going to tell you, this is an indication of what's to come. It's another critical article, and this one comes from Walking Times, probably one of my favorite websites. Excuse me, Waking Times, my bad. Waking Times, one of my favorite ones. It says, our addiction to suffering. And I want to quickly talk about that and read the article to you. Here it is, Walking Times. The Buddha say that suffering arises from craving. For instance, craving for more love, more possessions, more physical powers, prowess, or beauty. But sometimes I wonder if the truth is more akin to the reverse, that we are crave our suffering. In other words, are we actually addicted to suffering? And I would say yes. In the past, I have occasionally mentioned my brother in his writing. He has suffered from mental illness all his life and lives in an assisted living facility for the disabled in my hometown. I call him every Sunday Some weeks are good, others are bad. Yes, my brother has a psychological reason for his suffering, but he still also tends to become unnecessarily marred within it. Because of his sensitivity, things that would seem minor to most of us can send him into a tailspin. Recently, relatively minor problems with his car freaked him out so badly that he ended up in the hospital for a day. Other days, an offhand comment or look from someone who was probably just having a bad day or perhaps meant nothing at all can land him in bed for days. He often engages in negative self-talk and regret. Some day-to-day tasks for most of us, like bathing and brushing our teeth, are actually goals to be achieved for my brother. Some weeks he succeeds, some weeks is not too much at all. I admit that I can get frustrated with my brother. Let me move this down. But lately, I begin to wonder if it's all just a matter of scale, after all. What may seem minor to each other, to each of us, might seem like a minor problem to one or to other people. Haven't you observed suffering over a problem that weeks later is forgotten in the midst of time? How often do our relationship woes that plague you for weeks or months blow over when you realize it was all a misunderstanding, or if not for all the best, it doesn't even matter or seem relevant anymore? Suffering clears up what we manage to find in one another. As a person who tends to be worried, I've really tried to catch myself when I find a new worry to substitute another one that has passed. Why do we cling to so much suffering? Recently, I've been doing a lot of reading and research in the area of self-help. I have written in the past about the ideas and the techniques utilized in HANA, a system of thought and practice based on the Hawaiians. It also turns out that it is fundamentally relative to the system such as hypnosis. Check out the recent book. In recent writings of You Are the Placebo by John Cerno, The Divided Mind, and I call it the monkey mind. That's what I call it. Though they use different terminology and come from a different worldview, many of these authors point out that our brains and body actually become addicted to habitual thoughts and emotions. In other words, our suffering thoughts and emotions may literally become ingrained as deeply as pathways into our brains, moving out all of the patterns and feelings uncomfortable and giving the chance, we'll fall right back into these habitual ruts of thought, emotion, and behavior. And in fact, we tend to notice that things support our habits of thought and ignore the things that don't. For example, if we tend to worry about our health, we'll fixate and comment on an article that supposedly worries but completely ignore the evidence that contradict those fears. Humans also tend to be negatively biased. For example, if we hear a negative comment about ourselves or hear negative news in general, we will fixate much more on it than if someone praises us for something good that happened in the world or in the past. That bias helps to keep us alive. We have to pay attention. If lions were to be seen in our neighborhoods, the cheerful comments of our mates necessarily carry less weight. But today, our tendencies to notice, move down, our obsession over negativity has gone overboard. The media knows this well, and all you need to do is to pick up the morning news to see it. Our entertainment has become more and more frightening and negative. Even so-called comedians are more akin to charred fists and with a knuckle. Let me move this down. With a narrow knuckle edge. My husband Steve and I need to look further and further into the past to find movies and TV shows that allow you to sleep at night. Even action shows of 20 years ago, like the comedies compared to today's fares, all of which have become more and more addicted to horror. And the creators of our media and entertainment keep upping the ante to keep us that way. All of this is operating like a true addiction, with stronger and stronger fixes needed to keep us stimulated, whether it be sex, coffee, drugs, fear, or our own personal misery. So, so true. And I would say it's very important for us to solutionize things and realize that there are no problems. There's just an opportunity to present a solution. And when we look at it from that standpoint, we will have an ability to have balance in our lives. A balance that's so necessary for us to remain relative, significant, nurturing, and for us to develop a culture of sustainability. So, so important that we do that. We got another caller in queue. I'm going to go to this caller real quickly before we go to the left. Well, let me do this. I don't want to interrupt the caller. We're going to get ready to go to our break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. My man Thomas out of New York, hold on. We're going to come right back to you after the commercial break. I didn't want to interrupt. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we will see you in queue. I'm back on the board so I can see the board, and we'll go right to you. We got a couple of callers that are in queue, and we want to go to my man, it's Thomas, my man Thomas, that's in NYC. Thomas, what's going on, brother? Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. What's good, man? I need to get in contact with you. I'm sorry I missed that conference. Work at 7 in the morning, man. So I come home and I go to sleep, especially on the weekend. I'm ready for school, so I cherish that. So I saw Rod's text. I'm like, shucks, man. But I just wanted to say something.
No, you're good. Wait. Hold on. Hold on, Thomas. You got my number, my direct number?
I believe Roz sent it to me in an email.
Roz had texted to you. Hit me up when you get a chance, and then we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to call you
we'll take care of
you tomorrow, so I can call you during the daytime if that's cool.
That's perfect. Go ahead, brother.
Great. I just wanted to hit up, man, a couple of points, man. First, you was talking about the power of the printing press, and that is so true. And I just wanted to say, man, the printing press was brought out in 1440. So this isn't old.
Right.
Prior to that, all things were written on papyrus or on walls or on animal skin or something else. So when they brought out the printing press in 1440, at the same time that Constantinople fell, the Byzantine Empire fell, it gave the Pope a lot of power. And the first book, once the black people in Europe got into that book, the printing press, they came out in 1474 with the Hebrew Bible. It has a specific name. Either way, in 1516, to counter that, the Pope came out with the Novus Testamentum, the New Testament. So I just wanted to put dates on it. This is, the book is so powerful that they have us believing this stuff is old. This is 1415.
Right.
This isn't old stuff. This is brand. They just made this up. And another thing I wanted to say, now, what's going to be more powerful than the printing press is the artificial intelligence. And just this week, the FBI came out with a report saying that black people who engage in discussions trying to talk about freeing themselves from the system of white supremacy, now they can be labeled as black identity extremists, can be put on the terrorist list, to have can be searched and all types of things. Now, imagine the AI goes online already with this embedded in it, that these people are black identity extremists. So, it's going to be the one labeling us, isn't it? It's going to have so much power. It's no one's going to question it. It's going to be more unquestionable than someone trying to question the Bible to someone that believes in it. It's going to be ridiculous. And I'll mute my mind. Thank you.
No. Well said, man. I love it. Great points. And I'm going to just say this to those individuals that will sensitize that. Go ahead. You're powerless because we have taken away your power by our overall execution of our free will, our physical existence. How can you kill me? You didn't give me life. You can't. And there isn't anything that can invoke the fear that your overall commandments that I will obey. Just won't happen. How you want to deal with that from there on, that's on you. Because I know what I'm true to, and those of you need to know what you're true to, and I know that you are. The system is definitely going to change and try to maintain its overall magic hold over many and all. But it doesn't have to be you. And that choice always has been and always will be yours. Their overall free will, their overall sovereignty ends where mine begins. Got no problem in defending that with all that I have. And all that I have is great. Is not bound by this temporal carnage place. And they try to make us all afraid and everything and everything else. But this is why I love you all. This is why y'all are some of the greatest warriors, and we're all real, and we've all really come to this from our very beginning inception. You knew who you were you knew you resonated differently than everybody else as a child. You knew you resonated differently as a teenager and then so forth and so on. You knew that there were lies and you knew that you were powerful. That has never changed and it won't change. So, yes, what Thomas is saying is absolutely right. And my overall contention is that I'm going to tell you this, and to make this point, during the banking holiday, when Roosevelt had said that all citizen and signed an executive order that all citizens needed to hand in their gold to their local Federal Reserve Bank by May the 1st, I believe it was. And you know what happened? Many people obey, and they did that. And when they did that, the banks gave them cash for it. They handed them priceless and given worthless. And people obeyed and listened. Remember when Trump had the travel ban and the court said, well, that's unenforceable. He said it's unconstitutional. Right? They will always set out what their demands are. The key is never to be present to listen, because then their spell doesn't matter. And then of all the people that handed in their gold, they lost it all. And there were many people that didn't hand in their gold, and there wasn't one thing that they could do to them. They said that you would be in prison and have a $10,000 fine. It wasn't one person that was sent to jail or one person that was fined. Why? Because they couldn't do it. Here's why. The gold's not theirs. They didn't create it. They can't create a patent on it because it's not theirs. And one of the things about being sovereign is this. There's no need for ownership. So they're going to do many things. This is why obeying is the worst thing that you can ever do. Because obeying is that you're invoking your surrenderance. And we've surrendered far too long. And what I mean by we surrendered far too long, we've obeyed to too much. And I think it's very, very important that we do what you all know that is so, so true to your overall spirit. That, nah, that doesn't work on me. This is why you don't hang out at certain places. This is why you don't do certain things. This is why you won't listen to certain things. This is why you won't wear certain things. This is why you won't eat certain things. This is why you won't drink certain things. This is why you won't do certain things. This is why you won't be followed by this fad or that fad. Because all of that was put together for those that will surrender. What did Harriet Tubman say? I would have freed so many more if they just had known that they were slaves. Well, see, this is the thing. Harriet Tubman never went to an underground world to find you. You was already gone. I would see the need for an underground railroad, but I couldn't tell you where it is because I've already been going. Resonated with Harriet. Talk to Harriet. Harriet, you going to go get some more of them people? Yep. All right, Harriet. If you need something, let me know. Why? Because you've already escaped. You've already, let me tell you, one of the most powerful things that you could do is disobey. When you disobey, you'll see how much peace comes upon you. It will be one of the most liberating things that you could do. By just not obeying, taking your energy and applying it somewhere else, you become immune. The sickness of suffering no longer afflicts you. You don't resonate that way. It's not given a home. It's not given a place of shelter. You have no president. You have no prime minister. You have no pope, no priest, no general, no CEO. You have your existence as a sovereign individual. It's a healthy way to be. It is a healthy, healthy way to be. And we got another caller in queue. Want to go to this caller. Brother Bragg. Brother Braggs, please call me very, very early in the morning. You know what I mean by early. Early like when early like before the chickens start to crow. Okay?
No problem.
I'll be up. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. Great show, first of all. I kind of went off my mark just then. Where was I at? Oh, we were talking about 1933.
The Banking Act.
It's a big year. It's the year that everyone went into servitude, and they don't know it. Some of us may know it, but some of us won't believe it. That's the day when they took the gold and silver away, and you became the surety for the loan to stand against for the District of Columbia. I don't know if I should go on from there.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Brad.
It's basically where we at.
Right.
You stand as surety against this bankrupt nation. Your physical energy is pledged as an asset against the debt, the surety for the loan. And you can look this up. Go to 1933. What's the other day? 1913? And the date before that, that's 1871. Is that right, Dave?
Yep.
For the Banking Act, 1871, 1913, 1933. And they did something in 1974, too. But that's going too far. I'm not right on point on that. I'll pull up there. You know what brought me to that, too? I was having a conversation with somebody, and we were talking about the original families, the 13 families of the 13 colonies, the 13 families.
The 13,
That's a whole nother conversation. Cause see where I'm going now, a lot of people think that I'm crazy as hell. Cause now we start talking about Family Crest, which is the foreman of the Illuminati with Mr. Westfall, and just many things. This is all historical stuff we're talking now. This is nothing. This is all for educational too. You need to go right behind us and look at what we're talking about. Google it or put it up on YouTube. It's really interesting stuff, man. And look, this will bring us 1781 takes us to Reconstruction. And you know I love the Reconstruction part because this is where we went amiss. Because after the Reconstruction, people that look like you and me, and I'm going to get to the other point of that too. Now I'm back on point, Dave. After the Reconstruction, when you have full rights to vote, this is before gerrymandering began. This is before the formation of the KKK. And the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, because see, both of these parties were always diametrically opposed to you. The Federalists, the Red Shirts, the Know Nothing Party. I've been into this stuff deeply because I was trying to see where we are. And here's what I came up with, and this is for educational purposes. Go behind me and check everything I say, because you can expound on this, because I still got some blank spots. But we had the full vote, and we sent people to the Congress and the Senate. Now, remember, the Confederacy lost this war. But the Confederacy also came with force of arms to a legally sanctioned body, elected body, and took over the Congress by force of arms and ran the melanated population out of office in a Republican form of government. That's when we were a Republican form of government. And then we went from the Republican form of government to this Democratic form of government that we now see. Now, I don't know if any of y'all can follow me. I hope so, though. But if you can't, do your due diligence, and you'll catch right up with me, and you'll see what I see. Because, see, I found this out when I was a young guy, and I didn't know what I had found out. I read this. I'm like, what? I couldn't really grasp the fact that we actually had the full vote. But, see, then you got to remember this. These people who came here in these 13 colonies, they were indentured servants, so they were bondsmen. A lot of them sold themselves into servitude to come to this country, to escape religious prosecution. They had a whole bunch of stuff going on religiously over in Europe. Now, the other thing you got to remember over in Europe, King James and all of these people, they're melanated people like you and I. See, you're not supposed to ever know this. Other things. The Byzantine Empire, before the Holy Roman Empire came to fruition, where the Byzantine Empire were melanated people that looked like you and me. And it's a lot of blanks for you to fill in on yourself from there, but I just gave you. Now, remember this. This slavery that was invoked over here. These people ran over here for these pilgrims, because that's how you were taught in school. They were pilgrims. So these pilgrims ran over here to escape religious persecution. The Quakers, the Presbyterians, and a whole the Mormons, all of these different religious affiliations. Catholicism. Remember, the Jesuits came as conquerors. The conquistadors, they came as conquerors. And they were in for they part of the Crusades. Remember that, too.
Right.
Am I running too fast, Dave? Am I making sense, or am I just...
No, you're good. No. You perfect, because you're absolutely right where we should be. Right.
Okay, so because I was trying to bring them up to speed so they could see what I saw. Okay, see what I saw. At the same time, remember this, 1603, King James came to America. What did he come to America for? When he came to America, he brought a Hebrew translator with him. Why would he come to America and bring a Hebrew translator? What did he have in mind? Remember this, when Columbus, on his conquest, he was going to reclaim the Holy Land. As a matter of fact, he was going to reclaim Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was over here. So you're standing on the Holy Land.
That's it.
That's why these pyramids run all through all America. Now, the other part, the first thing you guys were talking about, before I get back off track, the government's going to come after people who finding out what their heritage is. Is that what they're saying? So if you find out that your heritage is that you're a true American, you're the first American, you're going to be persecuted? We're already enemy of the state because we've already been functioning under the... I don't even want to rehash all that. But anyway.
you know what? Hold on,
my mind is running so fast inside my head.
No, you're perfectly good. But listen, we got another show coming on, so we got to get out of here now. What we're going to do, Brother Braggs, let's do it on Thursday. Ramon, we also got to do the what you talked about as well. So, but Brother Braggs, there's so much information on this, and we need to get it to them so they can see it, because it is, I mean, more than interesting. It is amazing, and it shows where the conquering happened. Conquering means that you were robbed. That's a politically correct way to say that you were robbed and moved off the land in so many different ways. So, listen, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Melanated Roots is coming up right after Tando Radio Show. Those of you that were on the call this weekend, reach out to me, please. Very, very important. Things are changing and things are going to be happening very soon. 951-790-8330. Or you could go email me at email is wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And definitely give me your name, your number, and your email. I'm going to need that type of information for those of you that want to engage in it. I will have another call and let you know what it was all about. So, all right, everyone, get ready to get out of here. Much love and much respect. Always, as I always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Melanated Roots is coming on next. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, brother, chime us out of here. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.